Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniverti. A question I often get asked by people with a limited amount of income and a relatively small amount of savings is, should they be in the stock market in hopes of growing their nest egg? The answer is not a slam dunk yes or no, and there are exceptions, but more often than not, it's a resounding no, at least in my opinion. My first consideration is that a relatively small nest egg is the only barrier between living comfortably and a spot in line at the food bank. Sure, one could lose their nest egg entirely and may still be able to afford their living expenses from their income, but a hiccup in that area and into the shelters you go. Once you fall into that cycle, it's hard to get out. Just ask anyone who's been there. Stocks obviously can go down as bad news can crater a stock price, as well as a dozen other things that can go awry to reduce a portfolio balance. I know the proponents of being in the market at all costs may not agree with me when I suggest staying out of stocks, but there is no denying that stocks can go up, which is why we are there, but they can also go down, which is why we may not want to be there. That's not to say there are not exceptions or options to the low net worth investor. A person of a younger age would certainly want to consider investing in stocks. In fact, I recommend that, barring some specific circumstances, one should start investing in the market from an early age. It is how fortunes are made, and the earlier you start, the better off you will probably be. If one has an inheritance coming, a stock portfolio might also be a consideration, seeing as a potential bailout fund might be in one's future. A good paying and secure position of employment might also be a factor, although the good paying part is easily determined, the secure position is sort of a subjective observation. There are circumstances that would strengthen the argument against owning stock. Having dependents or obligations that might require some or all of what little funds one may have would give good reason to avoid stock market risk. Keep in mind, with the financial buffer that cash savings provide, an unexpected expense to someone who plowed all their savings in the market could force an untimely sell when stock prices are down, or worse. There are, however, options for risk-averse persons in lieu of sitting on a bag of cash. Fixed indexed annuities are structured to allow participation in up markets but not down ones. These products usually do not mirror all of the market gains exactly, however, as the issuing company of the annuity usually takes a chunk of the gains to compensate them for taking the downside risk. But at least with a fixed indexed annuity, you will get something if the market goes up. A guaranteed annuity won't invest in the market, but instead just pay a flat interest rate, which may be higher than the going rate in a savings account or T-bills, and they may also freeze that rate for a period of years. Nice to know, considering the high rates of today, might not stay that way. Some annuities also may allow the participant to withdraw a certain amount of funds if needed for emergency or whatever without penalty. For the low-income investor, indeed for all investors, however, make sure you completely understand the terms of whatever it is you are considering to make sure you don't get tied up in an illiquid situation. For those wishing a government guarantee instead of the insurance company guarantee of an annuity, treasuries, which is debt from the U.S. government, are currently paying rates approaching 6% annually. Treasuries are backed by the full faith and credit of Uncle Sam. One can do no better as far as avoiding the default risk. You can compare nationwide interest rates on savings and checking accounts on many public websites. You might also be pleasantly surprised by the current yields of such accounts. Keep in mind, rates can change at any time. In conclusion, here's a shout out from me to all you wage earners of any level and those who have squirreled away some savings while others may have elected to sit. A Bankrate.com survey found that only 43% of Americans said they could cover an emergency of $1,000 or more using funds from their savings account. Only 43%. So that puts you savers in the top 57% of all Americans, and that ain't bad. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast is not a solicitation to buy or sell anything and is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name is Mark Cuniverti. Thanks for listening.